The St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night. Commissioner Carl Tomyan joins us this morning. Carl, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
One of the big things facing the county right now is you're losing a longtime emergency management coordinator in Jeff Friedland.
That's correct. And last night we took two actions. The first was to adopt a proclamation, mm-hmm. you know, recognizing Jeff's service to the county. He's been with us for over 30 years. He's been highly qualified. He's received state and national recognition for emergency preparedness. He's led us through three presidential disasters, and he's just been an outstanding county asset.
And really, in a county that has some really unique needs when it comes to emergency management, when you think about the infrastructure here and all the freight that passes through St. Clair County on our two interstate highways, railroad, the fact that we're on a Canadian border, I mean, there's all kinds of, I guess, potential for disaster in St. Clair County.
Yeah, we are unique. Especially in terms of our coastline, a lot of people don't realize that St. Clair County has more coastline than any county in Michigan. And that also makes us actually the county with the second highest number of bridges in the whole state. Only Wayne County has more bridges Wow. than we have. But if you think about our county, and all the rivers and tributaries and drains that have to flow out to Lake Huron, the St. Clair River, Lake St. Clair. There are a whole bunch of those facilities, and it's very difficult for us today and with road funding and bridge funding as it is to keep up with that.
Think about the years that Jeff Friedland has been in St. Clair County. It predates the term Homeland Security because that came about after 9/11.
Exactly. And Jeff's expertise, he's actually made two presentations to the Homeland Security Committee in Washington, D.C., and he's received many certifications and recognitions, and we're just very proud of the work that he's done for us.
I know he's spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C., really making sure that our elected officials and that the Federal Department of Homeland Security knows about St. Clair County, where St. Clair County is, and what some of our special needs are, too.
We've had the Director of Homeland Security in St. Clair County on a couple of different occasions, not so much in terms of emergency management, but to look at the Blue Water Bridge and deal with the controversy that we've had over the big planning of the expanded plaza and then the cutting of that program and what it's done to the community and what the future might hold.
I'll tell you, that makes a difference. Sometimes you have to actually see the geography of St. Clair County with your own eyes to understand it. I think if you're in Washington, D.C. and you're looking at maps and you're looking at a lot of verbiage, if you haven't been here and seen what it looks like, seen how close we are to Canada, how narrow that St. Clair River is, and how much infrastructure we have here, you don't really quite get it until you see it.
No, and even though the plaza itself wasn't constructed, the approaches to our plaza from the United States and from it, all the highway improvements and the bridges and everything that were constructed were of great benefit to our area. You know, we're the second largest crossing in North America.
So Jeff Friedland is heading off into retirement. When does that take effect, and who's the new director of emergency management going to be?
Well, I guess he's actually, we actually appointed the new director last night. There's a party for Jeff later this month, but we had a committee of individuals from across the county that interviewed potential candidates. We had the Marysville police chief, we had the undersheriff, we had Ken Cummings from Tri-Hospital, and a couple of Kerry Hepting, Dave Struck from the county administration, and their recommended candidate, which we approved last night's individual by the name of Justin Westmiller, and He has experience. He's a native of St. Clair. His wife is from Marysville, so they'll be coming home. I know what that feels like. And he spent 20 years in the Coast Guard, 10 years in southeastern Michigan. He at one time was the head of search and rescue for southeastern Michigan. And we're really looking forward to having him here and getting him acclimated again to St. Clair County.
Yeah, well, what a great addition. And to have somebody from here certainly helps, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think it does.
Good.
Yeah, and he and his wife are very enthusiastic about it.
Good. Everything else going well at the county level of government?
I think it's going very well.
Good.
Actually, we had some other minor agenda items last night. We were making some improvements at the landfill for recycling. There's a MDEQ grant that's out there. We authorized the submittal of that grant last night. And if we are awarded the grant, we'll have three new 40-square-yard containers, cubic-yard containers out at the landfill to handle recycling and make it more convenient for our citizens. We also approved a marine safety grant. We get federal and state money to operate our marine safety program and our dive program. It was about $130,000. We had some software updated at the library, and we also approved a grant to purchase two narcotics analyzers. One of the problems that we have, Paul, at crime scenes, narcotic crime scenes, is our employees, the deputies and area police, are potentially exposed to some very dangerous chemicals. And what we're purchasing are two analyzers that, on the scene, they'll be able to determine how hazardous the materials are, and it'll help in the investigation and also protecting the safety of our employees.
Great tool to have, absolutely, especially since they've been so busy, the Drug Task Force.
They have been.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff, Carl. We appreciate you coming in, always, and we'll hope to talk again very soon.
Okay, Paul.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. St. Clair County Commissioner Carl Tomian with us on WPHM 749 now.